Nathan Zgura here at the Combine with ESPN's Sal Palantonio. Sal, thanks for being with us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So, Sashi Brown, Hugh Jackson, they've been in business for about a month and a half now. What have you seen from this Browns organization in that time?
You know, it's tough to figure out what impact he's going to have. I think it's a grand experiment. We're all anxious to see whether it works. You know, and listen, we've been around long enough to know that if the team doesn't have a franchise quarterback, it's not going to go very far. So I like analytics. I think it's important to have as much information as possible in order to build your football team. But you got to have a leader. You got to have a field general. What I really like is Hugh Jackson. I think, you know, he's an adult. He's sort of like Todd Bowles in New York. The Jets needed Todd Bowles after Rex Ryan. I think Hugh Jackson is needed in Cleveland after the years of turmoil, after the Johnny Manziel experiment has gone awry.
He's a guy who knows the AFC North, can relate to players, and knows quarterbacks, which you talked about is the key there. Any buzz you're hearing on this number two overall pick and just these quarterbacks in general?
You know, there's a major difference of opinion because there's no real blue chipper at the quarterback position. Mel Kiper Jr. has the Browns taking Carson Wentz. Our Lou Riddick, who I really respect, worked in the Eagles front office, has the Browns taking Jared Goff. And thinks they should take Jared Goff because, in Lou Riddick's words, he's the best pure passer in this draft. So, a lot of difference of opinion, but they got to take a quarterback. And like you said, about Hugh Jackson, knows the AFC North, can relate to players, can lead, knows how to coach offense, presumably knows how to coach quarterbacks. So, you asked me the big picture question. I think the Browns are moving in the right direction.
We certainly hope so. And now you talk about this young quarterback. It's important to protect a young quarterback. And for the Browns, Mitchell Schwartz, free agent. We know Alex Mack, rumored to be opting out. Have you heard anything on those fronts? And can they retain those guys?
I think that they can. You know, the salary cap balloons each year, and it's getting larger and larger. Teams that manage it well can afford players. There's a lot of money out there. Each team has a lot of money. So I think if they want to and the players want to stay, they'll stay.
And hopefully that will be the case. Sal, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate
it.